What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter.
Look, worldwide ad targeting is going to burn through all of your hard-earned money as ad spend, but you've probably heard you need to have a wide-open audience, and it needs to be a big ol' audience. So in this episode, I'm going to tell you what those are, how they are different, and how you can achieve having a wide-open audience and letting the Facebook algorithm optimize on your behalf, but not burn through and waste your money. So I got this email from a cool lady, and here's what she said. She's like, "Quajo, I've got nearly 2,000 new leads at 22 cents a lead. The CPM, as in cost per mil, is like 73 cents, and the click-through rate is 6.22%. She didn't say what click-through rate. Is it click-through rate all, like anywhere on the ad, or is it just click-through rate link, as in on the link in the ad copy? But right away, I was alarmed when I saw this, and she confirmed my suspicion by saying, I think that's a pretty good result. No idea if they're good quality leads, but at least I've got another couple thousand people on my email list. And I'm like, oh, but what does it matter if another couple thousand people are on your email list if they're not good quality leads? And immediately my ads manager brain goes, what? 22 cents a lead? That's way too low. Way too low. I mean, like, low is good, but too low is suspicious. So I read further down and she said she recently discovered the worldwide setting on Facebook ads. And she is not the first one to tell me about this setting. Don't make this mistake, friend, as you're listening. This will hurt your business because you're going to have a lot of leads on your list who just aren't the right kind of leads. So like she was just delighted when she discovered it. And she said she started getting hundreds of leads and she spent nearly $500 and got about 2,000 leads. Now you're going to want to know the mistake that you need to avoid. And who am I to be telling you this mistake? Well, my name's Quajo. Hello. And if you're like, where did Rick go? Well, first of all, I'm the new host, hi, of the Art of Online Business podcast. Rick is going to be bringing you AI strategy to make your business more efficient and more profitable. And you can find out more about that in the link in the description below in episode 746. It's called It's Time for Rick to Say Farewell and Pass the Baton to Me, to Moi. Hello. And also episode 720, where I introduce myself. Rick interviews me and you get to learn a lot about me and how this fun-loving black guy who lives in Mexico and speaks fluent Mandarin went from teaching Mandarin to expats in China, living there for over 12 years, to getting stuck in Mexico with his wife, my wife, and two kids and one check-in luggage right at the beginning of the pandemic back in January 13th, 2020, all the way through coaching with Rick during the pandemic and, you know, learning tons about how to coach online high-earning course creators and membership owners and coaches and manage Facebook ads because I used to work inside of a Facebook ads agency up until I started my own business about a year and a half ago at the time of the recording of this video to now. So hello, let's make sure you're not making this ads mistake, shall we? I think we shall. Let's continue then. So I get it. First of all, what is this whole wide open audience and why does it work so well? And then I'll tell you the exact thing that you want to avoid, i.e. worldwide targeting and why that doesn't work so well. And I'll finish up by letting you know what the specific settings are. So when you have a wide open audience, the reason Facebook, the algorithm, can find your leads for you, people who would best be suitable for you to do business with or market to in hopes that you could convert them into clients and then help them with your main offer, is because, quite frankly, the algorithm is just super advanced. I mean, think about it. How many thousands, hundreds of thousands of people have been running ads on Facebook? How many course creators, online membership owners, and coaches do you think have been running ads since Facebook ads began? What was that? 2007, says Google. That's a lot of data. And think about all the data that Facebook collects on you. I mean, there was that whole Cambridge Analytica scandal, right? Because they were using the data the wrong way. So that is to say that the algorithm actually knows a ton about you and a ton about what Facebook ads work and what doesn't work. Now, the logic here, and it's not just theory. This works for my clients sometimes and more as I test the open-ended audience, the open audience, the wide-open audience against other, let's say, look-alike audiences for cold traffic or interest-based audiences for cold traffic. The wide open audience does perform better, but you can't just have it completely wide open, i.e. worldwide targeting and some other things I'll tell you not to do. You need to limit it. So the algorithm is way more advanced than you think it is, even though sometimes because your ads are set up wrong, quite frankly, you might feel like Facebook algorithm is not actually doing what it should do for you. It is, and it's quite advanced. You need to put limitations on it. One limitation you need to put on it is age. Tell it the age range of the people who you usually work. And you should know from the research that you're doing. When clients onboard with my Facebook ads management business, we have them fill out an onboarding questionnaire. And one of the questions is what is the age of your typical customer? And then when we are running ads, we run ads to that age range. We also add in a few more years on like the bottom end and the high end. But let's give you one specific example. I see a mistake in age where a client maybe has their ads running to people who are age 22 up through 65 plus. Well, okay, but if you're selling something, can somebody who's 22 buy that? I mean, they're like barely done with college. Certainly somebody who's 18 years old has just graduated high school, at least in the US of A, but they haven't quite gone to college yet, or maybe they're in a gap year if they're from the UK, you know, traveling the world, having a blast in China. Well, that's what I was doing way back in the day. So does it make sense to target somebody that young? Pick your age range. The next thing is don't do worldwide as in any country. Now, what do I mean? Oh, before this, also pick the gender that you want to target. If most of the people you do business with are women, then target women. That's fine. And vice versa. If you work with men or if you want both genders, cool. Do that. Select that inside a Facebook manager, okay? Just think about it though. Put some thinking into this targeting. Now, for location, if you're going to have a wide open audience, don't leave it worldwide. By the way, you're welcome to send me a DM on Instagram. That's at QUAYJO. And tell me what you are struggling with in Facebook ads. I like to read. I'm not offering you a free consultation so much as I just like to meet people. Now, what is worldwide? When you set up a new campaign and at the ad level where you can see ad set name, then conversion, and then you scroll down to countries that you target, worldwide is targeting the whole wide world. So that's where you click. Here, normally you would type in a country in this field, but you go to browse and you hover over countries and click select all, and that gives you worldwide, targeting everyone in the world. Is that a good thing? No. Here's why. It's bad because the Facebook algorithm is optimizing for, you know, who's going to interact with your ad the most, who's most likely to opt in. And when I used to be super into world politics, they had this abbreviation, MENA. M-E-N-A stands for Middle East, North Africa. And that was a region that I was really interested in. So here's the thing about worldwide ads. Have you noticed that if you don't control the country that your ads go to, you get a lot of people interacting with your ads, let's say from India, from the Philippines, from Pakistan. And I want to be very clear that somebody interacting with your ads is a good thing. However, I want to point out something that is bad, which is that when people from those countries interact with your ads, they tend to give a lot of interaction and they even will opt in. But because of the relative purchasing power of like the average person in one of those countries, they're very much not likely to buy your offer. And that's just because your offer could be as much as an annual salary. Google just tells me the average annual household income per capita in Pakistan is around $587. In India, Google's telling me that's higher. It's around $387 per month. In 2022, that was $2,140 approximately US dollars per year in Nigeria. And in the Philippines, the average monthly salary was $330 per month, or US dollars. Obviously, they're making that in Filipino pesos, but still, I want to make sure it's very clear. I'm not being discriminatory in saying that you don't want to show ads to countries from that region. What I'm saying is if your program is almost somebody's yearly salary, and that would be gross salary, by the way, before taxes come out, before, like, you know, food comes out, before their rent comes out of their salary, then what's the point of showing ads to those countries? Again, you might get super cheap opt-ins, and you're definitely going to get like lots of interaction, but that's not going to convert to sales in your business. So what should you do then? You should target what I like to call the big five or big four countries. And I just casually say that those countries are the biggest countries in purchasing power, and they got the highest purchasing power and they buy the most online. Now, that is just a very blanket statement. I actually asked ChatGPT, what are the five countries with the highest purchasing power and that do the most online shopping? And ChatGPT told me the United States, China, the United Kingdom, Japan, and South Korea. And I was like, well, why is it then that we show ads typically to the United States and Canada and the UK and Australia, and sometimes New Zealand? Well, I'll break it down for you. First of all, like, we're not showing ads to China. I used to live in China for 12 years. Social media is blocked in China, and Chinese folks can access it if they have something like a virtual private network software, like VPN software, like that digs a tunnel under the Great Firewall, which is the thing that the Chinese government uses to block all of, let's call it, the Western internet, to borrow a politically neutral term. And so we're not generally targeting ads at China. Also, though many Chinese can speak English, it's probably just their market is different, you know, and they're probably not going to make the best clients in your course because English is not their native language. And also their interests are just quite different from somebody who's from the West. There we go. And there's books and books and books and books and books about this. But the UK comes in at number three. Japan does have, let's say, open internet. But again, many Japanese folks are not speaking English, and you could say the same for South Korea. So if you look at the top 10 countries known for their high purchasing power and significant online shopping activity, then the US shows up there. The UK shows up number three. And then you got like South Korea, Germany, France, Canada, Australia, and Russia coming in at number 10. And so then you as a course creator or online membership owner, I mean, you're probably going to serve someone who speaks English really well and who is similar to you. And most of you, well, most of the other people like you listening to this podcast or watching me are going to be from the US, from Canada, from the UK, and from Australia. And that's why we show ads to those countries. So when you're making, and sometimes New Zealand, and when you're making, I actually have a really cool client, had a really cool client from New Zealand. Her name is Judy Woods. Shout out to Judy Woods. She's no longer my client because, well, the strong dollar at the time meant that, what did she say? Well, basically, she needed to find somebody in New Zealand who could work with her in New Zealand dollars, because it makes sense. Like, she had to pay a lot more to work with me as an ad manager who's in the States. And that's, I guess, it's international business and some of the issues there. But anyway, she's a cool client. She teaches people how to do abstract painting, and her business is quite successful. I mean, I remember coaching her when she was having launches that were like below 30K. And then in coaching with her, because she was inside of Rick's Accelerator, and then in working with her in ads, I mean, she was getting to launches that were over 100K US dollars in revenue. It was really cool working with her. Anyway, so we target New Zealand and even sometimes Ireland. So if you're going to do a wide open audience so that the algorithm can just work on your behalf and find the best leads for your business, then make sure to choose the age that you're working with, that you would like to work with, that your typical customer is, and the gender, and those five countries. Again, US, Canada, UK, and Australia. But you don't always choose those five. Like, I have another client. Her name's Karen Carr. She's a realtor. You probably heard her in another Funnel Fix Friday episode because she had an evergreen webinar that was converting at 11x, as in you put $1 in ad spend, and it gives you $11 out. And you may have heard me talk about how in our most recent live launch, I think I was able to get her a Facebook ads, I think like $168 earnings per lead. Let's call it conservatively 148 because her launch debrief is not in front of me. But how would you like to make $148 per lead after ads management fees, after ad spend? Yeah, we did that for her. She is a licensed real estate agent who teaches real estate agents how to attract leads to them via YouTube videos. And she's really good at what she does. Now, why did I bring her up? Because if she is an American real estate agent, she's probably going to jive more, or clients who are from the US practicing or being realtors in the US are probably going to be better served by her course than, say, someone who's a realtor in, I don't know, Ireland or New Zealand. So just put some thought into the countries you're targeting. Target countries, but don't do worldwide targeting. The algorithm is not that sophisticated yet. If you do worldwide targeting, you will get plenty of leads from the continent of Africa, from the Middle East, from Southeast Asia. And again, like, that's fine. And they will get value from your email list. But if your program is selling for more than somebody's gross annual income, that's, you know, gross annual income, then are they the right person like for you to work with? No, they're not. And that is why when I saw the email that I talked about at the beginning of this episode, and she was like, she's getting 22 cents a lead and she was trying worldwide targeting, I was like, oh, so this launch, at least from her Facebook ads lead, is going to be a bust. And she'll hopefully get a good number of sales and find a great number of people to work with. Because by the way, from her organic leads, because it's like her membership is about sobriety. It's about helping people who need to kick the alcohol addiction, find a community and get sober in a community. And then also kind of get purpose behind their path to sobriety. That kind of membership, wow. I mean, every membership is good, but there's just some that seem like just better, you know? So she'll want good leads. You'll want good leads for your business. Please don't make this mistake. So I hope that helped you. And until the next time you see me or hear me, be blessed. Take care and goodbye.